President Joe Biden told reporters at the White House that he's had extensive conversations with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the last several days, where he relayed his position that there has to be a temporary ceasefire to secure the safe release of hostages still held by Hamas. This draft warns of the effects of an Israeli ground offensive into Rafah, saying it would result in further harm to civilians and their further displacement, including potentially into neighboring countries, which would have serious implications for regional peace and security. Despite international pressure, Israel has said it plans to expand its ground operations into Rafah as part of its goal to destroy Hamas after the October 7th attacks. President Joe Biden told reporters at the White House that he's had extensive conversations with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the last several days, where he relayed his position that there has to be a temporary ceasefire to secure the safe release of hostages still held by Hamas. This draft warns of the effects of an Israeli ground offensive into Rafah, saying it would result in civilians and their further displacement, including potentially into neighboring countries, which would have serious implications for regional peace and security. Despite international pressure, Israel has said it plans to expand its ground operations into Rafah as part of its goal to destroy Hamas after the October 7th attacks.